fast-growing condition, South Africa is making a name for itself as a major player in the global medical cannabis industry. Production in SA is geared towards the raw cannabis flower and extracts that are mainly exported to foreign markets for use as pharmaceutical ingredients. Now, this in turn creates various economic avenues for South Africa. Meanwhile, local doctors and scientists have already begun using and recommending medical cannabis in most cases as a form of pain relief. In this week's Medical Monitor, we delve into an industry worth billions with legal expert Shahid Vayej. He's also a cannabis expert and advocate who unpacks why this industry is slowly becoming a vital medical commodity. Now, he says people tend to focus more on recreational cannabis use rather than the myriad of uses the plant has from a medical standpoint.
South Africa is an ideal location for competitive medical marijuana production and medical cannabis production, firstly because we're a low-cost destination and we have a long history of agricultural innovation. In this country, we're traditionally and as an agricultural nation, we have an incredibly favorable climate. Our labor force is ideally suited to this sort of agricultural activity, given both skilled and unskilled levels of available labor. We also have a production capacity for secondary products or from a pharmaceutical standpoint.
Shahid, what are some of the major developments to have emerged recently in the local medical cannabis space?
In the local medical cannabis space, if we look right from the top, from a medical standpoint, the focus on medical facilities and on cultivation and the entire medical value product chain looks to sort of cater to the recreational market if and when it does open up. From a study perspective, from a research perspective, there's some incredible work being done by Labatt Healthcare locally. Dr. Shiksha Gallo is doing an integrated pain management study, which looks at the effect of cannabis on cancer as well as part of a pain management regime. Another interesting development is we're awaiting outcome on the Hayes Club judgment. That's the judgment that would determine, at least in general terms, whether we're allowed these club-style structures which have been deployed locally to bring cannabis to the people without going through the full medical licensing process.
Now, while there is a big demand for these products globally, what about the demand here on our shores?
Well, the demand here has been very well established. We have a thriving and albeit illicit market for cannabis. It's people are waiting in the wings to sort of purchase cannabis legally. And there's a safety aspect involved here. I mean, when you go via the black market, you don't have any sort of individual to sue should anything go wrong. There are various safety concerns that are apparent in that industry, and we really need to start to focus now on saying how can we convert this existing demand, this well-established distribution network, into a legitimate, tax-paying, consumer-safe mechanism whereby we can access medical cannabis.
The regulation of medical cannabis in this country has always been a hot topic. With that said, what are some of the issues surrounding the current regulatory framework?
It's still illegal to buy and sell cannabis as a sort of general point of departure, and that illegality is under the Drugs Act. Then the Drugs Act makes exception for the Medicines Act. So the Medicines Act allows under Section 22C1B for SAHPRA, the South African Health Product Regulatory Authority, to issue licenses to cultivate, package, dry, trim, import and export medical cannabis. Then we have the Plant Improvement Act, which regulates hemp. However, notably, the Plant Improvement Act isn't mentioned in the Drugs Act. There's a little bit of regulatory uncertainty there, and it's clear that we need a comprehensive and coherent legal framework going forward. And that's something that is being prioritized.
And that was cannabis advocate and associate in dispute resolution practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer, Shahid Vayej.